a wonderful passage of Scripture, a glorious nugget of truth, is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. Paul says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Now, Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, and he was seeking to encourage them in their walk with the Lord. And he mentioned to them his own physical infirmity, and he called it a light affliction. In verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 4, he stated, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." That is, a greater reward as a result of the things that he had suffered for the cause of Christ. So he said, while we look not at the things which are seen. That is, Paul said, I'm not living for the things that are passing away. I'm not living for the temporary. I'm living for eternity. I'm looking for those things that will last and that will endure. And speaking of his light affliction, if you go in 2 Corinthians to chapter 11 and begin with verse 24, you read a little bit about the light affliction that he was referring to. He said, "Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one." That is, he was whipped with the cat of nine tails, or with some other kind of whip, and received stripes 5 times, 39 stripes on 5 different occasions because of his witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. They hated him and wanted to kill him. "Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice, 3 times was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned." That was at Lystra, when he was stoned and dragged outside the city and left for dead. "A night and a day." Well, he says, "Thrice, 3 times, I suffered shipwreck." He was on board ship and 3 times went through wrecks on board the ship. The book of Acts records one of those times in the latter part of the book of Acts, through a terrible storm that they went through, and when he was on his way to Rome, and God spared his life, and the terrible things that they encountered. Can you imagine 3 times being in shipwreck? "A night and a day I have been in the deep." That is, floating out in the water for a day and for a night. Can you imagine? All of these things he calls light affliction. Verse 26, "In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren." I mean, beloved, Paul went through all of these different things for the preaching of the gospel. And you and I grumble? You and I think we've got something to complain about? Shame on us, beloved. Shame on us. And yet all of this that Paul endured, he was of small stature, and he endured all of this abuse, and yet he called it light affliction in comparison to what is ahead. Oh, beloved, you and I have no room to be grumbling nor complaining. In verse 27, Paul said, "In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger, in thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Oh, yes, beloved, he said, who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmities. And in chapter 12, he talks about the thorn of the flesh, that he would glory in, that the power of Christ might rest upon him. Oh, beloved, are you living for the temporary, or are you living for the eternal? Yes, 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, oh, beloved, in comparison to eternity, our light affliction is but for a moment. I've heard the illustration of a bird flying around the earth, a little hummingbird flying around the earth and flying out to a distant star and coming back to the earth and touching the earth with its wing and flying back, and that by the time all the earth would have been worn away by that little hummingbird touching the earth as it flew by would only be the start of eternity. Now, beloved, you and I have very little understanding of the great, glorious, eternal life that we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Paul says it's but for a moment in comparison to eternity. And it works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Beloved, there's going to be a great reward for your life, counting for Christ, for whatever you've suffered for Jesus' sake, for whatever you've endured for Jesus' sake. There will be great reward. And so Paul says, these light afflictions that I've suffered, and we've just read what he was calling light affliction, works for me a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Paul said, I'm living with eternity's values in view. I'm not living for the temporary. I'm living for the eternal. Beloved, what are you living for? Are you living for the things of this world that are passing away? Are you living for getting a new car, or getting a new house, or going on vacation, or what is your life centered around? Are you living for the things that will not endure, the things that will not last? I remember the first new car that I got. Oh, it was such a beautiful little car. But, beloved, it didn't take long for it to get scratched. It didn't take long for the paint to begin to fade. It didn't take long for it to begin to have mechanical problems. And it lost its newness. And where is it now? It's in the junkyard somewhere, if it exists at all and hasn't been turned into other forms of metal. You see, beloved, the things of this world pass away. They don't last. They don't endure. But the eternal, beloved, it will not pass away. Eternal life, and the rewards that await us in the presence of the Lord, and the glorious future that we have in that new Jerusalem described in the last few chapters of the book of Revelation. Oh, beloved, don't live for the things of this world. Don't let your life be caught up with the earthly, material, passing things of this world. Live for the eternal. Focus your attention on that which will not pass away. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Draw an imaginary line in front of you. And where would you put the word temporary? Well, we would put the word temporary down below. That's the temporary things. The things of this world here are temporary, and so we'd put the word temporary below that line. But we'd put the word eternal above that line, because the eternal are the things that are yet ahead, the things that are above us, the things that we're yet to experience in the future, in the presence of the living God. And so don't live for the temporary, the things that will not last, the things that will not endure, the things that are passing away, but fix your attention on that which is eternal and that which will not pass away. Live for Jesus, beloved. Live for Jesus today. Glorify Him in your life, and let Him have His way in your life today. Till next time we get to chat together, goodbye.